Welcome to the OxMap Roundup. It's Monday the 1st of June, 2026. This week we're light on Oxford-specific deal flow, but there are three national policy stories that are genuinely worth your time if you're a founder or investor in the Oxfordshire ecosystem: R&D tax credits, late payments, and greenwashing risk for clean tech.
Yeah, and honestly, sometimes the policy weeks are the ones that catch people out, because founders are heads down building, and these things quietly change the rules around them.
Exactly. So let's start with the big one for deep science and engineering founders. Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs has an advance assurance pilot running for R&D tax credits, and a new breakdown in Startups magazine is well worth a read.
The key thing here is that it lets you get HMRC sign-off on your eligibility before you file. So if R&D credits are part of your runway calculation going into a seed or Series A, this de-risks that number significantly for investors.
And the eligibility bar is pretty accessible. Fewer than 50 employees, turnover under £2 million, and they're committing to review applications within 28 days. The approval isn't legally binding on HMRC, but it's still a much stronger position to be in.
On late payments, the government announced new measures for small and medium enterprises this week, but the analysis flags that enforcement is still pretty vague. If you're selling into large corporates or public sector, the structural cash flow risk hasn't really moved yet.
Worth reviewing your payment terms and looking at invoice financing options in the meantime. Don't wait for the policy to catch up. And then the third story, which is very timely given Oxford's clean tech cohort, accidental greenwashing is becoming a real legal exposure area.
The Competition and Markets Authority and the Advertising Standards Authority are both increasing scrutiny. So if your pitch deck, website, or press releases use terms like eco-friendly or carbon-neutral without certified evidence, you need to audit that language now and get legal counsel involved before anything goes out.
It's one of those risks that feels abstract until it isn't. Overall, it was a thin week for Oxford-specific news. The broader feed skewed towards Southeast regional stories with limited relevance here, but we're expecting updates from several Oxfordshire life sciences and AI infrastructure projects in late-stage fundraising, so watch this space next week.
And if your company or fund has news to share, get it to the Roundup. This is a community-fed show, and we can only surface what we know about.
Couldn't have said it better. That's your OxMap Roundup for the 1st of June. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.